will be rolling days of strike action, withdrawal of labour up for 2 hours in different locations. And it will probably be around 4 hospitals, acute hospitals, and in any given day out of the 26 hospitals that have ED departments in the country. The Executive Council will be meeting next week, and there will probably be a clearer picture of what is proposed. But suffice to say that there will be 4 hospitals in throughout the country on a rolling basis.
Leo Varadkar and his predecessors have made commitments in terms of resources, in terms of tackling the issue of overcrowding. Do you believe that this action will perhaps focus their attention more?
Well, I think something needs to focus their attention, Donal, because in fairness, the INMO have been counting beds and trolleys for the last 10 years. And I think it's a damning indictment when you actually look at figures. If you take that in January, from January to October 2013, there were 920 patients placed inappropriately in ED and in wards, corridors, and in treatment rooms around the country. From January, or around the hospital, from January to October 2015, there's a total of 2,524. Now, that's an increase of 1,604. And the problem is that an awful lot of these patients are elderly, frail, who come in with comorbidity and many, many diseases. And to think that they should have to lie in a hard trolley and not be given a bed, these are people who built the state and worked for the state and paid their taxes. There's no dignity. There's no privacy. It's just unacceptable, and it is a damning indictment of successive governments that they have not seriously addressed this issue.